Yesterday, we saw that Jesus is not a divine patch to make our old life work better. We looked at the scene in Matthew 9, where people want him to endorse their existing system, and he says that patchwork will only make the tear worse. Today tells the same story, but he zooms in on what happens when we try to combine Jesus with our old habits of relating to God. Luke 5:36 states, "No one tears a piece out of a new garment to patch an old one. Otherwise, they will have torn the new garment, and the patch from the new will not match the old." On day one, we saw that Jesus refuses to be a quick fix. In day two, he goes deeper. Half measures actually damage our experience of the gospel. When we keep our old ways of relating to God and simply overlay them with Jesus' teachings, two things happen. The joy and freedom of his grace get pulled out of shape, and our old patterns become more tangled and exhausting than ever. Isaiah 64 verse 6 is blunt. All our righteous acts are like filthy rags before God. Even our best spiritual routines cannot wash us clean. Jesus doesn't hand us a thicker, a brighter patch of self-effort. He offers his own righteousness, a completely new garment, his perfect record covering our failed one. Day one asked, where have you been treating Jesus like a quick fix for obvious cracks in your life? Places of pain, sin, or brokenness where you only wanted him to make the old garment work a bit better. Day two goes beneath that and asks, where are you using good religious habits, in quotes, serving, giving, Bible reading, Christian behavior, to feel acceptable and in control instead of resting in what Jesus has already done for you? Today, Jesus is inviting you to stop treating his new life as something you slice up and add onto your old way of proving yourself, and to receive him as your whole identity, your whole covering, and your whole confidence in God. Pick one good spiritual discipline you already practice regularly, such as reading the Bible, fasting, and so on. Before you practice it today, pause and say, Jesus, I am not doing this to earn your love. I already have it. I am clothed in your righteousness. Then practice that habit slowly as an act of gratitude, not as a way to hold yourself together. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that even my best efforts cannot make me clean before a holy God, but your righteousness can. I confess that I still try to stitch you onto my old habits of earning and performing. Thank you for offering me a completely new garment instead of a brighter patch. Holy Spirit, help me today to loosen my grip on self-reliance and to live, think, and worship from the security of being fully clothed in Christ. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.